quick word from the Rav on the Negoim. The Rav says that Negoim are a punishment for Lashon Hara, as we know, Ayin Hara, envy, and Shfichus Dam and bloodshed. And the Rav mentioned that the three Negoim, Se'e, Sapachas, and Beheres, are representative of the three Golios that we've had. So Se'es is a rising, so that's arrogance, so that's Bavel, he mentioned. And then Sapachas, so that's Iran, that's Persia, that's Scab, that's like the slithering Haman who was had no no personal dignity. And then Baharas, so that's a bright spot, that's which is risen, that makes reference to Greece, to Rome. And that all they cared about was the external. They didn't care about what your eternal morality was, just what did it look like from the outside. And we see this from the children of Noach. I mentioned that in Parshas Noach, that when they covered over Noach and when his two sons, that Yavon only cared about the external. So the idea of the Negoim is that Klal Yisrael need to correct these three sins, these three Averis, that were brought upon the world by the three Malchios. And we're still working at it. That's the point of the Negoim, not just for us to suffer, to afflict us, but in other words, to realize that as a result of these three particular sins, they destroy us and the world around us. So the idea of the Negoim was to, we go chutz l'machna, we go outside of the camp, to reflect upon what we've done, to improve upon ourselves, and as a result, bring ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the ultimate goal.